going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vangelis, and in the last episode that released, episode 153, which may have released on this very same day, there was an intermission that was created and spearheaded by GogDog that GarageBand refused to let you hear in 153. He gave me errors that made no sense, and until I removed the intermission and replaced it with a much shorter one, the episode would not encode. But here at WTF and TFW, we do not take that kind of balderdash lying down. So GogDog has altered the intermission slightly. It is now supplemental 34, and it is a Creonic intermission. Sit back and enjoy, because I already did. After spending hours staring at this goddamn program. Enjoy!
You can buy Transformers! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special
Bido 11
this episode. I am joined by a very good friend of mine. You have heard his name mentioned on the show several times, several different aliases. He's a man that cannot be contained just by one, and you've probably known him by at least one, maybe more. We have TFW 2005, and I believe you're still a moderator on Toy Arc, right?
No, not anymore.
Oh, I screwed that up, but I'm going to leave that in. TFW 2005's own Chosen, a.k.a. Balton 2, a.k.a. Podoleon, a.k.a. Pedo Bear. Say hello.
Hello.
You can say more than hello if you want. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic.
You've been busy because you got newborn babies in the house.
Just one. Yeah. Now we haven't gotten a set of them yet.
But. Oh well, one can feel like many at times.
Yeah, that's true.
The reason why we are here is because we have a very an extended version of what we got this week, because Mr. Chosen has Creo Megatron, and he wants to share his feelings on it so bad that he made his way here tonight into the TFW studio just to share his thoughts on Creo Megatron. So you didn't hear, because earlier in this episode, myself and Vangelis already shared our thoughts.
Obviously.
Go ahead and share your thoughts on what you feel about this first wave of Lego knockoffs in the form of Transformers.
Well, I can say that I'm no stranger to the Lego knockoff brands. I've had a little bit of Mega Bloks, a little bit of actually, I guess that's it. But then there's Creo, and I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed by what I've seen so far. Megatron himself is, I wouldn't say the strongest robot to start out with, but
Is he the only one you bought?
Yeah, I only got Megatron this time because
same with me.
It was either I get Megatron or I get Prime, and you know, to try out the sets, I didn't want to jump all the way up to the top just yet. So, I went with something reliable and who had arguably some of the coolest Creons in the whole line.
Yeah, and that was really the main reason why I chose Megatron, because I kind of had my eyes on little miniature Shockwave. I agree. I think for me, it was the Creons that sold it, but I don't have a lot of experience with Lego. I was really big into it when I was a very young kid, but didn't really stay with it that much. So it was certainly cool, but I think just to summarize my thoughts from earlier, it was kind of fun. I had a blast doing it, but the appeal of having the two modes for me personally is a little diminished when it takes about 2 hours to go from nothing to one of the modes. And that's fine, because it's, as we had mentioned earlier, these are not transforming robot toys. These are Legos in the visage of characters that we know, but they are still Lego sets with two distinct, basically, build possibilities. And they're not really meant to go from
one mode to another like a typical Transformers toy.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. As a matter of fact, I didn't even bother building the vehicle mode because I figured I'm going to end up building it Megatron, and by the time I finished doing that first, there was just no way I was going back, taking all that apart, and then doing the vehicle mode. So he's probably staying as Megatron. I'm one of those guys that prefers to just build the set intended, and then I usually leave it like that. But I'm a bit of a weirdo like that.
Well, I had built the robot mode with the intention of, because I, looking at the two modes on the box, I thought the truck mode kind of looked a little cooler. So I had built the robot mode to kind of get it out of the way, and then expected to build the truck mode. I still haven't had a chance to really build the truck mode yet, but I'm still going to. But, and something that didn't really hit me, just because I'm not a hardcore Lego guy, but apparently there are, because like I have a couple complaints about Megatron, like his shoulders are a little low, and I mean that's mostly it. But apparently there have been alternate ways to build him, and especially to assemble his torso and shoulders, which raises them up and makes him look a little less doofy.
I haven't looked into that yet.
Yeah,
but
and there'll probably be as these sets have been out for a while, there'll probably be quite a bit more of individual people's takes on how to maybe slightly assemble them differently for a different aesthetic.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, these are essentially Lego with Transformers on them, so we really need, you know, creative minds to take a look at them, see what they've got, and try to improve on them, so that's definitely a good thing. But it's interesting you bring up the alternate modes for Megatron, because there's actually some significant differences just from looking at the box compared to what's actually in the instructions, like the doors on his arms.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Like, we didn't put a lot of thought into it, but we weren't really entirely sure how the doors were on there. But like another difference I had noticed too was the grill is a little bit higher in his mode, which in the way that you transform him in the instructions, it's impossible to get it like that. So there would have to be ways where the little clips where you plug or clip in the, like that roll bar grill thing in the front, like those clips would that layer would have to be assembled a little bit higher in order to do that. So, but yeah, there's definitely possibilities of doing your own. And that's certainly what the whole thing of building block sets are all about. Like, yeah, you build the set, but then you can basically do whatever you want with after that. Are there any other, now that you've had these, are there any other of the sets that you've seen that you think you're interested in, or is Megatron kind of taking your curiosity away, or how do you feel about this going forward?
That's an interesting question. I haven't really decided because I am spread out across a half billion different toy lines. So I'm not sure yet, you know, how far I'm going to go into the Transformers Creo sets, but I'm probably going to pick something else up. Prime still definitely has my attention because of, you know, the massive size of that set and the nice Creons it comes with. Starscream, maybe. Probably not the cheaper sets, even though that would be the best way to just, you know, get a little urge to pick some Creo set up, you know, out of the way cheaply. But because I gotta have the Creons too. That's one of the things.
Yeah, going forward, like maybe I might bite on the Starscream. I'm not sure what the price point is on that one.
I think it's about 30, something close to Megatron.
Okay. I was expecting it to be one of the smaller ones, but yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I think the Sentinel Prime one looks really, really cool. And even talking with Pia, he had said that he thought that was one of his favorites, if not the favorite. I can't remember how far he went with that, but that's apparently like a $40 price point one. So it's, and something Evangelist had mentioned earlier is like the appeal of the smaller sets is they're so much easier to take apart and put into a different mode. So whereas with Megatron, it'll take you a good hour and a half or more to completely build one of his modes.
With these smaller sets, you could probably do it in a matter of like 10 or 15 minutes. So it's closer to actually having the ability to just go back and forth freely between modes. So
that's which is kind of funny though, because Hasbro's just gone out of its way to make Transformers even easier to transform and faster. So that kind of transformation time, that'll be something compared to like a Revenge of the Fallen figure instead of something from Dark of the Moon.
Yeah. So, but again, you know, that's like the robot people in us. Like, how complicated is the transformation when technically it's how long does it take to build this Lego kit? And do I want to break it down and look at the other side of the instructions on, or the other half of the book, to build the second possibility out of the book? But we discussed a little bit too about the possibility of there being like a couple of main assemblies that maybe you would leave those mostly assembled and then just rearrange them and some slight block changes to switch between modes. But I think the general consensus is the reason why they didn't do that is because they wanted to give the robot mode its own distinct aesthetic that would have been hurt by kind of a semi-transformed parts swap and stuff like that. So, but what would you think about that if some of the Creo sets were more along the lines of, instead of having to rebuild every single thing from a single block up, there being like a couple of main parts that you would maybe reassemble in a different order with some different connecting parts, and then you have your robot mode and vehicle mode that doesn't take very long to move back and forth?
That is a good question. I think part of the reason that the Creo sets don't even bother doing that is you end up, if you were having little chunks that come apart from the vehicle mode to make the robot, you'd end up with built to rule all over again. And I don't think anybody wants built to rule back on the shelves.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, and I think that's really it for the most part. I mean, yeah, they don't really give you any way to clearly transform these quote unquote transformers, but I think each mode probably is better off for it myself. But yeah, but so so far with your Megatron, you like him? You don't like him? You regret him? Don't regret?
No. I definitely don't regret the purchase, but he is a bit fiddly and not quite as polished as I was hoping Creo to be, because it's been in development for a while now. So I was hoping, you know, I get something spectacular out of the box, and I got something that's pretty good, almost Lego standards, but not quite there. I mean, the strangest thing is that the stickers that you have to put on the Megatron, they're not actually consistent at all with the instructions.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because, like, he's supposed to have Decepticon symbols on, like, his arms and his feet.
Right.
Only one pair. I was like, what? What did I, like, I looked for a couple minutes. Like, was there a second sticker sheet that I lost or something? Did it fall? Like,
it gets even worse, because I didn't build the vehicle mode, but I looked at all the instructions for it. It gets even worse if you do the vehicle mode first, because then you end up using a Decepticon sticker on a spot that's not supposed to be on the robot mode. So you need at least five Decepticon symbols to get it all right. You know,
there should have been like a little notation or something in there saying that this is an optional a way to put the sticker on. Choose which one you want. It just seems like
I think that was their intention with the Decepticons rule stickers, because you know those don't really have any place they're supposed to go. And then the Optimus Prime was here one that goes on the vehicle mode.
Yeah. I was like, so is that how these guys are battling? Like, Prime, like, sneaks up to Megatron while he's asleep and, like, draws some crap on his body? Like, that's,
well,
like,
according to the
frat boy stuff.
According to the those bios that were just released, they are kind of all about pranks, apparently. So, maybe.
Optimus
Prime's mission is to scrawl graffiti on the back of Megatron when he's in vehicle mode, I guess. I don't know.
So, you think you might take a look at some people's alternate transformations or build order, whatever, for Megatron to polish him up a little bit?
Probably. As long as it doesn't involve, you know, having to buy a second Megatron to do it or something insane like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, yeah, from what I've seen, there's several new takes on, or at least slight alterations on individual sets that don't require you to have anything else, but. So, all right. Well, I think, due to our previous discussion on Creo and then, getting our boy, Peto in here to, talk about this stuff a little bit, I think
I've told you about that name.
Yeah. Yeah. You encourage it.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't.
Oh, well, I heard differently, but that's, I think Creo launch week, we've gotten a little bit of coverage, and certainly as more of these sets start coming out, we'll have more overall opinion on it. But thank you very much, Peto, for joining us this week. Your long-term friendship with us, it goes way back to the beginning. And
yeah, pretty much.
You were there. Like, you were there when we were born. I think you were one of the first, men to hold me as a baby before I got sent off to podcast boarding school.
Yeah, trust me, I did not enjoy the process, but yeah, I was definitely there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You've molded me into a fine man, even though you're younger than me. It's kind of weird, but it works out if you read some weird time travel theory from Donnie Darko. It all works out. But thank you. You can now come back to our regularly scheduled
Ido 11,
and you will be missing Tony's voice until his house is babyless enough for him to join us again.
Well, that and my internship.
That's up to him. So. Well,
I gotta finish.
You just keep stacking these things.
I got to get paid.
Well, you know, we don't get paid doing this show, so it doesn't have to be too high up on your priority.
Oh, hang on a second. I'm not getting paid. Make up.